You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler. Ray, how are you, mate?
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
Good. Don't forget, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Ray, let's look back. Premier League results. United won, Arsenal won. Were United, some people say, probably the best performance of the season? Were
they unlucky? Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I thought Manchester United set their stall out. They created chances. I think it's one of the best games they've played in the Premier League this year. Arsenal got lucky in the end, you could say. I mean, they took their chance when it came, when it was 1-0. Oxlade-Chamberlain come off the bench. We talk about substitutions, Al, are very important in football now. But certainly, Arsene Wenger made some good substitutions. Giroud can do that. He comes on off the bench and scores you.
We're going to see more of that, though. Although Arsene Wenger's talking about giving Sanchez a wee bit of a rest.
Yeah, well,
Giroud may get some more game time.
Yeah, he might do. Obviously, the Chile, you know, he had that big strapping around his hamstring, and you've got to be very careful with him hamstrings. Once they go, you'll be out for 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. So I think they've got to manage that at the moment. But I think Sanchez is one of them players who wants to play every game. You know, he don't want to rest. It's no, boss, I'm fit, I want to play. And it's probably hard to leave him out on certain games. But yeah, Giroud, look, there'd be a possibility where they both will play, where Sanchez might play on the left-hand side, can cut in off that left-hand side with his work rate, and Ozil sometimes will be on the left, and that's what you want to see. A little bit like Liverpool when they go forward. But certainly Arsenal will be delighted. You know, it was like Manchester United dropped points, really, because they was in control, 89th minute. Whenever you concede 89th minute, Al, that is, you know, it's one of them sort of games where you'll be disappointed in that dressing room. So Arsenal will be delighted. Away, Old Trafford, a point. Now they can look forward now to this week at home.
At the bottom end of the table, convincing win for David Moyes. Now, that's just what the doctor ordered. 2 in a row, Sunderland 3, Hull 0.
Yeah, brilliant result for David Moyes. And it just shows you that, you know, if you can get a result, that brilliant result against Bournemouth, you know, away from home, with 10 men for half an hour as well, that would have given massive belief and confidence. And it was a big game against Hull. You realistically, they're both going to be in a relegation battle towards the end of the season.
I think you're right, definitely.
And, you know, and Sunderland got the result. So now there's a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for David Moyes and his team. But Paddy McNair, a bit of a blow for
ACL.
ACL, which ain't good news for himself, the player, but also Sunderland as a club. So, you know, that'd be a bit of a loss for them. But Sunderland, look, two great results. Can they carry it on this weekend?
Well, they go to Anfield and Liverpool. So many people now are talking about Liverpool and maybe winning it. Chelsea and Liverpool right up there. Whereas Hull, they've got a big, big game at home, Hull. They take on West Bromwich Albion. Mm. And for me, that's 6 points already. And West Brom, they're playing well at the moment. Well, they had a great victory, didn't they?
Coming off that 4-0 win against Burnley. Burnley at the moment just can't, you know, I think they've got one draw away this season and that's it. They haven't won away. Home, they've been superb. So look, hopefully they will change that. And you know, Burnley playing Man City this weekend at home, so can there be an upset there? Everybody will fancy Man City, but certainly Burnley at home beat Liverpool already. They should have got at least a point against Arsenal with that last minute goal. So they give Man City a game this weekend, especially with the Champions League football and games Man City away in Germany, that might go in Burnley's favour.
Well, we're down the bottom, Ray. Leicester City against Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough away from home. I think Middlesbrough will get sucked in, I'm sure of it. But the two sides, I think we've got to talk about is West Ham and Palace.
Mm. Well, at
they
the moment,
are struggling.
Well, their managers are definitely under pressure. I mean, Alan Pardew's been mentioned that, you know, he's got to go to Swansea this weekend, who at the moment sitting bottom of the league. They need a result as well. So Bob Bradley under pressure himself. There's talk about they might even change the manager already. It hasn't worked out at the moment for Swansea's point of view. But Alan Pardew certainly, you know, 11 points at the moment. He's spent big as well. I mean, he's got Benteke in. He's got good players there, but he's just not clicking at the moment.
Everyone tells me, you know, Chris Coleman gets a mention, but Allardyce. I was out with some guys from Palace who seem to be in the know. They're involved with the football club in different ways. And they say that the rumour they keep hearing, if it goes wrong at Swansea, it's Allardyce, not Coleman.
Well, certainly Allardyce will be mentioned with lots of clubs, Al. Especially at the bottom, you know what Sam can bring. After seeing Sunderland, what he did there, I mean, everybody thought they were doomed. He went in, he had a good transfer window in January, got the players he wanted in, and suddenly they shut up the league and got him out of trouble. So I think anybody in that situation at the bottom they're going to change their managers. Sam Allardyce will be top of the list, there's no doubt.
There's probably, Raymond, you think about it, there's probably 7 or 8 that could go. And at the top, there's certainly probably 6 that could win it, if you include Man United.
Well, yeah, if you go up to 10th place, Bournemouth, sitting at the moment, they got that brilliant result last week, away to Stoke, which no
one
expected. No, didn't see that coming. They're 10th place, 15 points. Hull City, in the third from bottom, in a relegation zone, 10 points. So it's 5 points, Al. That's nothing. You know what it's like. If you can get 2 wins in a row, suddenly you can shoot up to mid-table. So all them teams at the bottom there, you've got Burnley, Stoke, Leicester, Middlesbrough, Crystal Palace, West Ham, and then the bottom three at the moment, Hull, Sunderland, Swansea, they'll be fighting for points, and it's going to be an amazing season. Like we talk about the top being exciting. Who's going to win the league? Chelsea, will it be Chelsea and Liverpool with no European football? Can Man City do it? Can Arsenal, Tottenham, Manchester United? But if you look at the bottom, it's going to be intriguing to see who.
Well, West Ham, they got the Old Trafford, and you said, Ray, United, Jose would have gone and he'd have kicked the furniture over, wouldn't he?
Mm.
That would have been a massive result for United had they beaten.
But if they play
Wenger
like that,
again,
you can
know?
See him beating United.
West Ham have got one or two, like Pai, it could be a little bit of magic. So I'm just trying to think, are United going to suffer from not getting the 3 points? Could they slip up against West Ham as well?
Well, West Ham would be kicking themselves, you know, getting to White Hart Lane. 2-1 up, going into the 89th minute. You talk about late goals, 89 minutes, you're thinking 2-2. Okay, we'll take a point. White Hart Lane, West Ham's point of view. All of a sudden, bang, 3-2. Harry Kane again.
I was coming back from Ascot Races.
Did you see the tackle, Al?
No, I was listening to the commentary. And I thought I was hearing things. I thought, is that 2-2? No, 3-2.
Two worst penalties you can ever give away. Janssen for the first one, for Spurs. He just held on to, I think it might have been Winston Reid or whoever it was. And then Nordvet goes down, slides in the box, last minute. You're thinking, what are you doing? You know, stay on your feet. He's going nowhere. If he crosses it, you've still got lots of defenders in the box to clear it.
Mm.
Goes down, brings him down. Next minute, and as a manager, you must be pulling your hair out. You're on the side, you can coach people, you can get people in the right positions, but a lack of concentration, a lack of discipline sometimes, that costs you the game. And what can a manager do about that? And sometimes it can cost you your job, players.
Let's look at Manchester City, who I'm now beginning I'm worrying a little, Ray, because I thought they were the team to beat, and I still think they will find a top form.
Yeah.
But they're struggling a wee bit at the moment. They go to Turf Moor, and the Burnley we know at home are tough nut. They're a tough nut to crack, but I think City, I edge them 2-1 here.
Yeah, I think City, with the players they've got, and a big plus for them is Yaya Toure. You know, coming back into the side, everybody thought that's it, his days are numbered at Man City, he'd be moving on in January or wherever he goes. But he's certainly bounced back, comes into the team against Palace, 2 goals, simple as that. So it just shows you how sharp he's looked in training, that Guardiola's even thought about putting him back in the side. But with the attacking force they've got, Sterling now, De Bruyne, we can mention Yaya Toure.
Yeah.
Silva as well, great Aguero, player. You know, all these great players, Gundogan in midfield, he's a great player as well. Yeah, I mean, look, Man City's going to be there in their bats. With the squad they've got, the quality they have, you can't write them off.
Leicester against Borough. So your old club, Borough, we've touched on it, but Leicester, all the forms in Champions League, it's amazing. Is it just a matter of time, Ray, before the switch, you know, turns on and they start producing in the Premier?
Well, this is an amazing stat as well. I mean, in the Champions League, they've conceded 1 goal in all their competition so far. 5 games, 1 goal. And in the Premier League, they're shipping goals for fun, Leicester. So it just shows you that, you know, Ranieri must be looking at it going, why are we shipping so many goals in the Premier League?
He keeps saying, Ray, they're 1 point above Palace, they're 1 point above West Ham, and we're talking about two managers under pressure, but he shrugs and said, no, we play good.
Well, what are the odds, Al?
We play good, but we no take chances.
Can Leicester win the Champions League and get relegated? That would be big odds. We talk about 5,000 to 1 winning the league. But
there won't be 5,000.
No, but it'd be big odds. But, you know, Leicester at the moment, I think Middlesbrough, what they do, they set their stall out quite deep. They won't let people run in behind them, like the Vardys and people like that. I think they play quite deep. Man City, they've got a great draw against Man City, Middlesbrough, away from home. Great draw at the Emirates,
could have won away from home.
So they'll be going to the KP Stadium saying, look, let's play like that. Let's try and take our chances. Let's let Leicester attack us, and then we can maybe nick one on a break. So that's going to be a tighter game than people think. I think Borough go there well-organised, and maybe can get a draw there at Leicester.
Right, up front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by BettingBrazil.com. It's a new betting site for all sports punters. Great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when you deposit £10. Just by using the promo code ALAN10, which is capital A-L-A-N, the only way to spell ALAN10. Just visit BettingBrazil.com. Enter the promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you will get £10 free. Also look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5pm and 6pm. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Betbrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please, and this is important, gamble responsibly. Liverpool, we talk about Chelsea up there, Ray. Mm. Liverpool, we love Klopp playing fantastic. Liverpool take on Sunderland. Klopp will be aware of suddenly Sunderland not down and out anymore. Two wins in the trot. They'll make it hard for Liverpool.
Yeah, they will make it hard. And I think David Moyes, again, will set his stall out. But Liverpool too strong. I think, especially being at Anfield, the players going forward have been superb. But, 0-0 draw at Southampton, with the chances they had, be disappointed with that, I think Klopp. But he knows that you're going to get games like that where you create chances but don't take them. So he'll say to his players, look, if we can create as many chances at Southampton, at Anfield this weekend, they'll win comfortably. So I definitely got Liverpool down as a home win now. Sunderland, look, they've had a real spurt of two games in a row. They'll be delighted with that, but they'll be looking at this game saying, look, if we can get a point, that'd be superb for Sunderland's point of view.
Yeah, we touched on Swansea.
Too strong
Palace.
Though, Liverpool.
Look, Swansea need something, don't they? They really, really need something. It's a six-pointer. Chelsea Spurs, I suppose, Ray, if I was going to any game this weekend, that's what I'd want to go to Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, this is
you?
The game of the weekend, Chelsea Spurs. Obviously, Spurs in the Champions League, disappointing. But, looking at this game, Chelsea are looking very strong. Not conceded. Very strong at the back. The new formation, three at the back. Luiz is sorted. Hazard is now playing where he wants to play, going forward, instead of tracking back. Costa's been on fire. Is he the best striker at the moment in the Premier League? He's got to be the best striker, Diego Costa.
Why did Jose not? It's funny. I go back to Glenn Hoddle when Bobby Robson, I remember getting a train to London with Sir Bobby and saying, boss, I still call him boss, or did call him boss. You got to let Glenn Hoddle in an England shirt have a free roll. Mm. Just get the back four to give him the ball. He says, son, the game's changed. He's got to track back. He's got to tackle.
Well,
you have no passes.
Well,
and I couldn't agree with him.
Well, again, Hazard, don't like tracking back. He's more dangerous going forward. As I said before, we had a player like Mark Overmars who could cause damage going forward. 18 goals he scored from the left-hand side. But he couldn't tackle. He couldn't tackle
a fish supper.
He couldn't run back into position. So we've done all the work for him. But if he's going to do his business going forward and scoring goals, creating chances, we don't mind doing all the donkey work. And that's what Chelsea now have done with Hazard. You go forward, you create chances, you score goals, and we will do Kante, Matic, whoever's playing on that side, Alonso, can do the work for him. So it's working for Chelsea at the moment, and clean sheets are very important in football. And at the moment, they're nicking games. 1-0 last week against Middlesbrough. Diego Costa, again, right place, right time. And he is the main man at the moment in the Premier League, as strikers go. Love Aguero, but Diego Costa at the moment is the main striker.
Ray, a team no one's talking about. I've just slipped under the radar. Had a little funny spell. Now in good form, up to eighth. Watford against Stoke.
Yeah, Watford.
Now, we mentioned Stoke had a very, very poor start, and that was a surprise, Stoke getting beat last week. Can they bounce back at Watford? Not easy.
No, not easy. Again, Stoke had that little resurgence, and a couple of players were missing. Arnautovic was obviously suspended. Shaqiri's injured now as well. But, Stoke will be looking at this game saying, well, going to Watford, Vicarage Road, very tough place to play. Again, I can see this being a draw, this one. I think Stoke will go there, pretty hard to beat. They'll have opportunities. And Watford, they've been excellent this season. They really have. They've got their results on the board, been superb. So I will sit on the fence on this one, Al. I know it's the early kickoff on a Sunday, 12 o'clock. So I'll be watching that one. But I'm going to go for a draw, score draw there.
Arsenal should look after Bournemouth. Bournemouth a good little football on side, but should. United West Ham, we've touched on that. What about, here's one, Southampton against Everton. Everton have just gone off the rails a wee bit for me.
Well, a little bit in different form at the moment, Everton. It didn't help when Koeman said Liverpool are the best team in the Premier League at the moment. He fancies them to go really close to winning the league. Obviously, your local rivals, when that happens, when your manager's having a chat, But again, Everton disappointed. They got that last minute goal. But it feel like they've got out of jail there. Swansea very unlucky not to get all 3 points at Goodison. So this game is a huge game for both sides. Southampton still going okay, but they just dropped off a little bit after the form they've showed.
Tommy, maybe perhaps a big bid coming in Jan for Virgil van Dijk and the boys at Davis they're talking about, or
the midfielder for Southampton.
No, not him. Ben, some, who's the fullback or centre back? But definitely, I hope they don't lose van Dijk because I like him. And the big guy in the back, Font, who a European Cup winner, of course. Together, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they're a good side, Southampton. I mean, they have lost a lot of players over the years, top players. But they've always seemed to recover. Tadic is very important to them. Redmond's been a great signing for them. But certainly Everton will go here. They need a result now, Ronald Koeman. He's looking at this game as a tricky one. Again, I could see this maybe being a score draw.
Well, see, Everton, here we are. I mentioned maybe off the rails a wee bit. They're the same points as Manchester United. Do you know what I mean? They're only one above Watford. And three above West Brom. But at the same time, same points as United, just five behind Spurs, who are fifth. Mm. So if Everton can put a little run together, they could be pushing for a top four spot.
Well, you need Barkley to really play well. You need Lukaku to start banging the goals in again. But Everton, look, they've got a decent side, there's no doubt. And
Why is he tipping Liverpool to win it? What is that about? Doesn't he understand the rivalry?
I don't think he did. Look, again, was this an international break and maybe speaking to journalists in his own country? I don't know. But it seems to a lot of talk comes out in the international break where sometimes the players are more relaxed and people ask them questions. People said things. So I couldn't believe he said that, to be honest with you. If you're the Everton manager, a massive rivalry between the Merseyside clubs that he's tipping the other side of Merseyside. It's a strange one, but now that puts him under a little bit more pressure. It's going forward. So that'd be interesting to see how they go to Southampton, how they're set up. But again, I think I'll be sitting on the fence on this one and going for a draw.
What I was talking about, it was around 40 million quoted. Sam McQueen, not Ben. I don't know where I'm getting Ben Davis from. Sam McQueen.
He plays with Tottenham.
Sounds like a cowboy, doesn't he? Sam McQueen. But 40 million they're talking about now.
For both?
Yeah, for both.
Van Dijk will be a good few quid of that.
I've said ages ago, I watched one game for him for Celtic. I thought, what's he doing? He's too good for this.
How much did they buy him for, Van Dijk?
Peanuts.
15 million?
No, not as much, I don't know. Was it 9? I've got my head. 9 or 10,
I'll go higher than that, Al. I think it was more than that.
One on Dembele. We keep hearing that, Brendan Rodgers may have a real problem hanging on to Dembele. He scored them two goals for France under 21s against England.
Yeah.
The young Celtic striker that came from Fulham. He's really making a name for himself.
Well, we spoke to John Hartson and he was superb. Absolutely superb. He said he's got everything, John. He was a top striker himself at Celtic. Larsson they had. But, sometimes our money talks. We always say people got a price. I think they bought him for £500,000.
Mm.
So what a profit.
11.5 million, by the way.
Van Dijk. Yeah, I was right again. I was going to have a bottle of bubbly.
You said 15, didn't you?
No, I said... No,
you said 15, I said 9.
You said 9. You said 9, I said higher.
He makes things. He makes things.
I said higher than 9. I knew it was higher than that. But look, end of the day, Dembele's been in excellent form. Whether they can hold on to him or not. But if they get a massive offer... the SPL, there's not as much money as the clubs in England. We know that. So sometimes you have to sell your players. But he's been doing a great job for Celtic. And let's hope he carries on the way he's doing because he's going to be a top player.
OK, so the top of the table, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal. The bottom, Swansea, Sunderland, Hull, West Ham. How's it going to end up Monday morning? We shall see. Ray, brilliant. Thank you.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.